Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays, doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinking bros. That is Hims.com/drinking bros for personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinking bros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
Toaster.
What is that now?
What?
Is that something new? What
is Brave Little Toaster?
You've never seen the Brave Little Toaster?
I actually love that
cartoon.
Don't
fuck with me.
I love that cartoon.
Yeah, John Lovitz was in it.
Why are you saying that?
I don't know.
Come on, dude. Come on, bro.
You guys robbed me.
What the fuck is the Brave Little Toaster?
You robbed me of Free Willy, and then you're fucking getting mad at me because I changed it?
Dude, but the Brave Little Toaster would be such a good...
That's a classic.
Oh, God. You're our Brave Little Toaster.
I loved like toasters from then on out. I just wanted
to
have them.
You're just two little buns waiting to get toasted.
Whoa. Yeah. Did you shave your head? Did you shave your head all the way around too, Brave Little Toaster?
This is just turning into harassment at this point.
Yeah, let's bash Jared today.
Jared did. He went to my hair salon and said, "Give me the Matt Best haircut."
Wow! Welcome to Drinking Bros.
Yeah,
Jared Taylor.
Welcome.
Jared Trailer. He got a Matt Trailer. Best haircut.
Jared Trailer.
Jared Trailer.
Yeah. Hey, actually, that was my nickname for a while.
Jared Trailer.
No, it was Trailer. I had that nickname.
I can hear. Here's the weird thing. So Matt Best and I are in Wilmington, North Carolina. I can hear you eating fucking Carnivore Club pepperoni. Through the phone.
We're
is that true? Yes or no?
We're trying to pick it out of our
sorry,
teeth.
Yeah. We're just a little, you know, we're a little perplexed right now. We were overwhelmed by that big pepperoni that they sent because it was
so
large.
Big. It's so big.
How big is it?
I mean, it smelled large when I opened the box.
Dude,
it was about two of me.
Wasn't it like,
so
it was 14
inches.
Inches.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like 14 inches.
Did Rocco say 14 inches exactly as well?
That's exactly what I said.
Really weird.
Yeah.
That's really weird.
Best box they've ever sent, by the way. We should knock that
hands
out
down.
Of the way.
Yeah. Hands down.
We should knock that out of the way because we're talking
Timmy,
about we're
Timmy
talking
boy
about Carnivore Club.
Timmy boy, that box was fucking epic. I love you.
Boy,
for that
Tim,
one.
You really outdid yourself in that Carnivore Club box this time. That was the greatest box of fucking meats that we have been sent to date. There was bacon in it. I don't know if Jared, you cooked that bacon?
I actually put it in the toaster oven last night. Caitlin was making fun of me because it was like midnight.
Shut
and I
the
was
fuck
yeah,
up.
I had the giant circle of of what's it called? Here, hang on, let me get the book real quick, because she was like, you know, you can eat that raw.
Our brave little toaster. Our brave little toaster put some bacon in it.
Oh, dude, I ate that whole thing.
She also this morning cooked him some chorizo and eggs.
Yeah, she used the Carnivore Club in my breakfast this morning.
Yeah.
Did you our brave little toaster? He put the bacon inside of it and cooked it out of the fucking
our
toaster.
Brave
can
somebody
toaster.
Draw
our brave little toaster.
I know there's someone out there listening. Can someone draw a fat toaster with Jared's toaster. Face on it?
No, I don't need any more artwork of me.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
I already texted Jay. We're getting the brave little toaster.
God,
yeah,
damn it.
I can see your face on a little toaster that's just chugging along. There's steam coming out of it. Some bacon
well,
hanging
you know
over
what?
The side.
Yeah, the brave little toaster. Overcame a lot of feats.
Yeah.
So I respect that. I would respect being drawn as a brave little toaster because he really overcame.
He's drunk tonight.
He overcame a lot of feats.
We've been going a little bit hard here.
Oh boy, I can see you stuffing paninis in your brave little toaster.
God.
But like, yeah, basil spread paninis, toasted with olive oil and
who has
butter,
time
bananas?
For basils? I mean, all I put on my paninis is fucking basils? Jalapeno chips.
Did you say basils?
Dude, I don't know what he's saying right now. I feel I'm in the room and I can't understand him.
Stop!
I'm trying to read his lips and
shit. Dude, Jared, you went all the way up with
all
that
France, the way up.
With that France press tonight.
Dude, when he goes hardcore on the guitar and goes live, he turns it on. And so he gets really fucking shitty.
I just so used
look,
to what
he goes
I used to
11,
play.
Rocco.
Yeah. Well, dude,
he is who he is. He's our brave little toaster
what's
now.
What's the fucking thing called you did? It's
the accordion.
He pulled out the accordion tonight, guys.
And I told them, like, they didn't believe that I was just playing along with it. So I said, okay, you guys name a song. And then they put the song.
Is it always this hard on the side of the podcast?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And not only that, but like you were jamming out to '90s. Like you sent me a '90s video. What song was that?
Sugar Ray, bro.
Yeah, every
Sugar
morning.
Ray?
No, yeah. We've got a. That's every a special surprise for you guys. Don't worry about that. That was a preview into a special surprise.
You guys ain't even ready.
You have no fucking idea what's about to happen. What's about to happen?
We've been working on this for like what 4 days now.
Yes, and it's almost ready for. It's almost ready. Hey, by the way, Matt.
A 90s binge is almost ready.
Matt,
for everybody's hearts and ears.
Did you show Ross what I found him today on the depths of the internet?
No, I did not send him that soundbite because I was saving that, right?
Good, good. Save it. Save it because that
needs
to be.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
give that away.
Oh,
that
needs to be
a
video. You two, you have just secrets. Brave little toaster. And
once this comes to your attention, this will be your theme song forever, and you will thank me that I found it on the depths of the internet. Like it is your theme song, and I found it.
Okay,
I literally found it from a guy that's out of Atlanta that's a rapper that records other rappers, and I was watching tutorial videos how to use my new equipment, the audio equipment, and he was like, "Here's how I recorded this," and he played it for 20 seconds, and I went, "Oh my god!" I downloaded the YouTube. I put it into the mixer, I cut it up, and I exported it out, so we now have it as an MP3, and it's amazing.
I can't fucking wait. I can't wait. Look, maybe he'll be a sponsor on the show one day, because now we've got to get to some sponsors that pay for this shit. Carnivore Club already got some love. They got a lot of love from Jared. You can hear it through the microphone, him chomping away like the triceratops that he is.
Triceratops eat fucking plants, bro.
Velociraptor. Yeah, velociraptor, a T-Rex that he is, the little meat eater, our little carnivore, our brave little toaster. So if you want to throw some bacon in a toaster just like Jared, have it sent to your house in a box.
Caitlin said I was going
to
start
a fire. Go to carnivoreclub.co. That is carnivoreclub.co. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. Get 10% off your first box. If you're some sort of vegan, don't do it. Don't fucking do it. Don't even listen to the show. Turn it off.
Okay, fuck you.
Fuck you.
I love
fuck
that
you for
shit.
Wasting our time.
Oh, God. We were trolling
our
a vegan
sponsor,
on Instagram.
No, it was a Twitter.
Our next sponsor, you know what? Jared should have been drinking our next sponsor instead of whatever the fuck he's drinking tonight. It's Strike Force Energy.
I actually drank one. I feel amazing.
Yeah, we opened a box.
I've been living
of
off that, dude. I've been doing pre-workout with that.
We opened a box of 600 of them on the video. We plugged Strike Force on the fucking live cast.
Did you really?
Yeah,
dude,
we did. Rocco chugged one.
I did.
Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com. Get yourself a subscription. We all have a subscription. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 20% off. If you spell it with a G, you get 19.5% off.
And if you spell it with a K, it's all the way up.
It's all the way up. Strikeforce Energy is the greatest thing ever invented. It is liquid Red Bull in a little tiny packet. It goes in water. It goes in colas. God damn it. I feel alive off of it.
I got something cool to that, too. So today is the first time I actually got to try it. And the guys know.
Shut up.
I have miserable heartburn. Miserable heartburn.
Yeah.
I took it, and I have no heartburn. Most energy drinks give me fucking
miserable
heartburn.
Well, here's one thing, and Matt, you and I can attest to this, because we're kind of on the same page with a lot of this shit. We've tried the powders. We drink Monsters occasionally. We drink Red Bulls occasionally. But this stuff, like, I will wake up and drink it. I enjoy it.
Yeah,
and that's not. Yeah, I'm not bullshit.
It gives you that because a lot of it's the B vitamins, so it actually makes you feel good. I can't do energy drinks anymore. Like it just those things fuck you
but
up.
But the fucking Strikeforce, though.
Oh,
man.
Dude, it's legit.
That's
what I'm saying.
Jam. My wife was like, "Yo, I fucking love this shit."
Your wife was like, "Yo."
Yeah,
she broke
it down like,
"Hey,
yo
son, what's up with that nigga box these bitches?"
Dude, she had open tongue, high top Jordans. She was like, "Yo."
Yeah, yeah, and then she walked her ass right across 8 Mile, and then fucking did a battle rap against B Rabbit, dude.
And she took
her pants still
off.
In the hood?
She took her fucking pants off.
B Rabbit still in the hood? God damn.
Take your pants.
Still
off.
In the hood, dude. Still on the other side of 8 Mile, waiting for my Dr. Dre to come along, my fucking brave little toaster to save me, my brave little toaster.
When you drink the Strikeforce Energy, what does it get you amped up for?
Ah, dude, I work out. I have sex on it. I lifted. I saved a baby. A car fell on a baby.
I've
I lifted up
done
the entire car on Strikeforce Energy.
I was going to snort
on StrikeforceEnergy.com. I saved a baby. I mean, a baby saver on
I would say Strikeforce motivates me to answer emails.
When you say that you saved a baby, are you saying you just didn't let it go down the drain after you jerked off and you put it inside of something? I'm confused.
No, I lifted up a car. I saw a semi truck
real baby.
Flip over. I saw a semi truck flipped over on top of it was like a Mini Cooper. And inside, I don't know where the parents were. They weren't driving. Maybe the baby was. But I saw this baby struggling for its last breath of life. And he looks up at me and he goes, "Do you think you can lift this car?" And I said, "I just had some Strikeforce Energy. I'm going to save you, baby."
I don't know if
and
that's
I lifted
a
baby. And I lifted up a whole Mini Cooper. And
no,
then the
I've,
semi-truck
I know babies
afterwards.
From that area. That sounds like
they
them.
Speak that way?
Yeah, they do.
Oh,
they look you in the eyes,
the
too.
News.
It's creepy.
They
look you
deal.
In the eyes.
Hey, Mom, let me get that tick because I'm fucking hungry, huh?
Hey,
yeah.
Mom.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom, let me get that titty.
So you know after that, we got a little home defense ammunition, if you will.
Pew.
I wish a motherfucker would. That's
wish a motherfucker
ordinance.
Would.
.com. That is TARTARUSORDNANCE.com. They got all your home defense ammunition needs. Matt, you blew away some shit with it the other day.
No, I actually don't shoot guns.
Ewy.
The guns shoot him. I
fondle them ever so, you know, caressly.
Nobody shoots more guns than these guys. And Tartarus Ordnance.
They got our backs, man.
Where
that's
we
my
get
jam.
It.
That's my jam.
Dude, so
I'm
you
pewing every day. Every day I'm pewing.
Every day I'm pewing. Every day I'm pewing. So go to TartarusOrdnance.com. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 10% off your first box. The next is Tug.com, TUGG.com.
Yeah.
We got a movie coming out called Range 15, starring everybody from Drinking Bros in it. That is playing nationwide in 400 cities. If you don't see your city on there, enter your zip code and make it in your city. They'll put it up overnight. It'll be there. We were trying to break the record, kids. The record for a self-released independent film is 1.3 million opening weekend. We were trying to beat that. That would be the greatest feat in Hollywood history.
Let's show them. Let's show them how powerful
time.
This community can be.
Hell yeah. So get your tickets. Range 15 will be in theaters across the country starting June 15th, but you need to get them by June 9th. Pre-orders are going on now. Buy them shits. Rent out a theater. Bring your grandma. Do not bring your kids because it's a little dangerous in there.
Grandma will Ross, like let me add something to that. So I had some friends that wanted me to show up to theirs, and so they made it the 16th. So I'm going to leave here on the 15th of June. Watch this. I'm going to turn around and drive to my old location in Eagle Pass, Texas, where I used to live as a Border Patrol agent, and I'm going to watch it with all my boys back there. So if you guys want one of us to come out to your town, set it up for like another date and see if we can make it. And one of us will try and make it for sure, man. We want to support.
Absolutely. Hell yeah. And by the way, hey, Rocco, I'm doing the same thing as well. I'm going to I'm doing the Wilmington screenings because I live here. So that's going to be the 15th. I'm doing both theaters in town at Mayfair and then Carmike. One's a Regal. One's a Carmike. I'm doing both screenings. And then, dude, I set up one for September 2nd where I'm going to screen a triple header. And it's actually two Drinking Bros movies. Helen Keller versus Night Wolves is playing.
Oh,
Range
really?
15. And then FDR American Badass, where we all met. That's where I met my brave little
there
toaster.
Is, little brave.
My brave little toaster, Jared Taylor.
Yeah.
And if you're going to Range 15, you need to take a flask with you. You got to take some whiskey. You got to take some Nectar of the Gods with you. And it better be Lead Slinger's whiskey, the most American whiskey ever made. If Ben Franklin was in a 69 with JQA, John Quincy Adams,
yeah.
That's how American Lead Slinger's whiskey is.
I think it'd be more of like a Ben Franklin and Kanye West, because Kanye just runs his mouth, so he really practices the First Amendment. So like that's
Matt's here. You know his feelings against Kanye.
$50,000 charity boxing match, Muay Thai, whatever you want. Let's hashtag knockout Kanye.
Hey, by the way, Ross, I gotta add. There's a personal sponsor for this one. His name is Carl D. Vicroy III, and he sent us a bunch of handmade stockings for Christmas. And Ross, yours is like a giant dick.
It is.
Look at that.
He wrote us a beautiful letter. I won't read it because it's long, but he said nice things about everybody.
That's a nice thing.
Yeah, lots of nice things. Carl.
Way to go.
And Carl handmade us stockings for this Christmas. Yours looks like a giant hairy dick.
Maybe
this Christmas you'll get a little toaster underneath that tree of yours. You'll get a tiny, brave little toaster.
I can only hope.
Tiny, brave.
Yeah.
Tiny, brave.
Yeah, a tiny, brave little toaster. And the last one, last but not least. It's the greatest book ever written. It's the funniest thing ever to touch a piece of paper in the history of the United States. It's better than the Magna Carta. It is at night she cries while he rides his steed. The first ever romance novel for dudes. If you like Airplane, if you like Blazing Saddles, you will love this book. It is the opposite of 50 Shades of Grey. It is for dudes. Check it out. Go to Amazon.com, Audible. It's in bookstores everywhere. You will love it, and your children will love it. And on that note, it's nice to have the four of us back together. I had a special cozied up episode with Mr. Matt Best.
It was nice, you know, super mellow, super chill.
Super chill. He's in Wilmington.
We blew
still
a couple people on the episode. Oh,
what?
I didn't see that.
How do we get to do that when we're together here?
Just so you guys know, you know this little inside joke we have with text messaging and crazy videos? Me and Jared are setting something up that I think will take the cake.
Yeah, we will fuck all of you guys up. You guys will never top this.
You'll probably puke in your mouth.
I don't think you guys know. I have an idea in my head that you can never top, so it's like I'm curious to see.
You can try
where it's, you're gonna.
You're
go
gonna
with
have
it
to get outside judges to compare with what you have.
This is epic fucking.
Who should
shit
we call in then? Hey, Jared, who should we call
we
in?
We need
for,
one trust
who should
person.
Judge
I think
this?
I think the only rightful judge is Brian Callen.
Oh my God, you're right.
That is the only dude that could properly look at
Callen
both videos.
And Schaub would be good.
Okay.
In case anybody out there doesn't know who that is, they have a podcast called Fighter and the Kid. They're friends of the show. We love their podcast, and they're also in Range 15 with us.
So, are you guys like trying to be like super edgy with this, or are you just you trying to be funny?
Yeah, because Matt goes super fucking edgy. Yeah.
No. This is one of those ones where you guys will watch the video and go, oh my God. You'll stop what you're doing. Whatever you're doing when you get that video, you will stop what you're doing. You will go to your car, and you will watch this over and over again to see if it's real.
Dude, it's going to be
we'll
so
see. We'll see.
Look, so Matt,
you talk a tall tale, my friend.
Yeah, you talk a tall tale. That is, there's a lot of
you guys
lot
are
of,
married, you know.
Yeah,
you're
but
not
you know what?
Sacrifice.
Both of you know how my mind works.
Yeah, but yeah. You can't outsource somebody. You can't hire a Chinaman to fucking do your video idea.
I can.
Yeah.
Oh man.
No, you cannot. No, it's got to be American made. That's a rule, Jared.
Easy.
That's
we
a
got
rule.
It. We got it.
We got it. We know what we're doing.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. I think
because right now there's a lot of Wonder Bread spewing out of that brave little toaster right now.
You know we had offers. And, you
know, yeah.
Did you see that? There was a guy on my Facebook page that posted that listened to the podcast. Apparently, goes, "I will pay $1,000 to get the video that Matt was talking about."
Yeah,
on,
dude, someone offered money for it.
I'll pay $1,000.
I text everybody like, "You motherfuckers better not." Like,
here's the thing, though. I will say this: Matt's video is so shocking. There should be a number. It's not 1,000.
No.
Definitely not 1,000.
No, it's not 1,000.
I think $50,000 you could view.
Wow,
it, maybe.
You guys are so
maybe.
Easy with this shit. I would have gotten millions.
50 grand would be great, but he's got to view it at like our house. It's got to be like that.
Yeah,
that
you
Wu-Tang.
Can't have it.
No,
yeah,
I don't think
like the Wu-Tang,
I don't think he's
Wu-Tang
reached.
Album.
I don't think he's reached that with that one. That one, I think
it doesn't go.
$1,000 is worth it, but again,
you think a thousand? You're
yeah,
fucking crazy.
I'm talking about secure. Like you're talking about like closure. You spend a grand on this and then you see it. It's like, oh, that was good, but was it worth it? Like, Matt
look,
could do better.
They couldn't have it.
They,
for
they,
a
okay,
grand.
So they can't have it. You go back and you counter it 10. So that'll be $2,500 apiece.
Yeah.
And I think that'll be worth it because Matt did have to. I will say this because without giving
this
it away, without spoiling it, Matt did have to pay. Money for this actual video to get made.
No, he had
That's
to pay.
All
he had to pay.
Say.
He had to pay twice. If you think about it, like if you think of the setting and everything.
Oh
like that,
yeah.
You had to
yeah.
pay a few yeah. times. There was a few hurdles to pay for what this was.
I had to pay for my lunch twice because I threw it up the first time, and had to eat it again after watching that motherfucker.
What?
Yeah, it's boy.
Aggressive.
So go back. You counter him at 10. You go back and counter him at 10K and say, look.
I'm just excited to see their video. I want to know what it is.
You got it going? You got it going? You got a lead?
Too. I have a lead.
You have a lead?
I do.
Oh, fuck. If you have a lead, we're doing it. We are doing it.
And I think we have it.
Oh. I said a barbershop. That's weird.
It's well, okay.
Hey,
don't worry about it.
There's a lot of weird shit you can find
okay,
at a barbershop.
Well, I'm just going to go forward with my idea, and we'll see.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do mine and save that rebuttal, so when you send your video thinking it's awesome,
again, it's
I'm going
to immediately
reply with
you're
going to
need a judge panel.
Mine.
You're going to need a judge panel once you see what we have coming.
Two? Okay. Like, all right.
I want to send – I wish I could send the text message of the people that replied to me. They're like, why the fuck do you want that?
Wait, what?
What?
Like there's animals involved.
I'm like,
never mind. Is there a zoo?
Do you
are you renting something? Are you renting something?
Can I steal some of your
beer?
Yeah. Well, you never know.
Hey, because this stays private, there's no rules, motherfuckers.
Yeah, no rules.
Hey, there really isn't. There really isn't.
Next question.
There really isn't. Yeah. Hey, Jared, the question I wanted to ask you today. Dude, Amazon is monetizing as of today. Did you get that fucking email?
No.
Amazon is going after YouTube today.
Really?
They are monetizing. You can upload all your videos there, and they're going to fucking pay everyone.
Let's just start uploading everything. Tomorrow, we know what we're doing.
I just got the email. The stock jumped. The stock jumped like 30 points today. They said Jeff Bezos made, once that announcement was made, he made $1 billion in 20 minutes in stocks.
Must be nice.
Dude, honestly, that's crazy because Amazon just out, like they just beat Facebook.
Well,
they beat Facebook.
But this is also
going to
force Facebook to monetize.
Yes, it will.
Very
we'll
quickly
force them faster.
Yeah, which is a good thing
and
for
it will
us.
Force them to give. Again, as I've always said, it puts the content creators in the driver's seat because all these guys are gunning after each other. All they're going to do is open viewerships on every platform to try and get you to stay with them, and we'll just keep doing it with everybody.
We do.
Not only that, but you guys are sitting on a mountain of videos.
Yes.
I'm sitting on a mountain of videos. Dude, it'll be 5 days of uploading just shit to Amazon, which is going to be amazing. I'm just curious now of what this war is going to be like between Amazon, YouTube, and Facebook now.
Well, I honestly think
three going after each other.
I think YouTube is going to be the first out Because if you really assess,
really,
well here's the thing, Ross. Statement. You have to,
well, no, that YouTube Red isn't doing well.
You guys have to assess this. It comes down to fucking American culture. What is culture? Everybody buys everything off of Amazon. I mean, shit. I literally, my household purchases something off of Amazon every day of the week. And everybody uses Facebook every fucking 4 hours of their life. So those two have harnessed culture. And that's what I've always said. I've always said the minute you start changing culture is the minute you will win this race, because YouTube is now in the back seat. And you saw it when they tried to launch Google Plus. It did not fucking go anywhere because you could not get the 400 million users that were used to using Facebook every day, every morning that they wake up, the app that's loaded on their phone. The minute you try and interrupt somebody's comfort zone of where they are normally in is the minute that you're fighting. And this comes down to Kanye West launching his album on that new platform. That's why
title,
he lost.
Yes, correct.
He lost because you're pulling people out of their comfort zone. Had he launched on iTunes, he would have fucking crushed, because people love iTunes. They're comfortable with it. It's culture.
Hey, Drake sold a million last week. He went exclusively through iTunes. He sold a million albums.
A million?
1 million.
Ooh. Yeah, but that's Drake. That's Drake.
I know.
Yeah, but he also used what's comfortable.
We don't know what Kanye would have done because of that Tidal thing. And you're right. Like, it was only available for streaming on Tidal. I wonder how much Jay-Z paid him to do that. Because I will say this. With Tidal, they said they got 9 million more subscribers, but then 68% dropped off as soon as that 30-day free trial was over.
Here's what it comes down to, Ross. How many times do you personally go to a new website that you've never been to before and go through the registration process to enter in your billing address, to enter in your credit card, to enter in
You're right. I don't. If there isn't, you know, the weird thing, that like the sick thing inside of me, if there's not a PayPal or a Facebook option now, where it's like sign in through Facebook, I'm over it.
Well,
I'm
this is where Facebook is starting. And I said this 3 years ago. I said, if Facebook created a bank, they would literally own the world. And 18 months ago, Facebook created the ability to transfer money to friends with a zero fee on that. Because what they're doing is they're weakening PayPal. They're attacking culture. So they're saying, what they do is say, hey, why send money through PayPal when you could do it through Facebook and it's free? You don't have to pay anything. You don't pay a surcharge. You don't pay a fee.
Yeah,
because
PayPal, that service charge is a bitch on PayPal.
Yes, it is. It's a business surcharge.
And so what Facebook will do is they will spend 2 to 4 years saying, hey, come use our service because it's free. And they will weaken PayPal's stock to the point where Facebook can buy them, acquire them, merge them into them, and then say, okay, now we're charging a 90-cent surcharge. But you're already used to using us, so you don't care anymore.
Yeah, look. Facebook is trying to be the internet. They're trying to be the internet.
Yeah, that's genius. That's a good reference. So should I invest? Yeah. I should invest in Facebook.
I'm just saying, it's culture. You got to look at culture. And the minute you try and pull people out of where their comfort zone is the minute you lose massive percentages of sales and essentially conversions.
Yeah, yeah. Because for you and the Jimmy John's in your area, like, we can't pull you away from that.
It's just part of his culture.
That's part of your culture. Yeah. That's your comfort zone there. You're our brave little toaster, and like that's where the majority of your money is being spent. They know it. They're not going to fuck with that store there. They know where their bread is buttered. You know.
But bread, butter that bread.
He's not happy with the Jimmy John shit talking.
He's not.
No.
Hey, he's gonna actually. He's not. He's gonna have a. We're gonna film something. We're just gonna eat lunch with Jared.
Yeah, we're gonna advertise in El Paso and say, come have Jimmy John's with JT.
And he's gonna.
Please do that. Are you everyone. Really? That would be awesome. Yeah. Will you put it on the Drinking Bros Facebook fan page? And then when is that gonna? When can you have a sub with Jared?
Maybe this week. Maybe Thursday.
You should do an eating competition, Jared, because you eat those fucking things so quick. Like, if someone could put a 6-inch or 12-inch down quicker than you,
I don't think anybody could.
You take to get 12 inches down.
I don't think either. You eat that thing quicker than
our
a
Australian friend
girl
that was traveling across the country that we had recently. I got him the same sandwich as me. I was done with mine before he was three bites into his first half.
Jeez almighty.
Boy.
No, I eat lunch with you all the time. I know, and I'm a quick eater. I'm usually like halfway through my burger, and he's done. He's
man.
Like,
man.
I agree.
Man.
I agree.
Well, look, you just got back from drill. You probably lost about 8 pounds. You look good, Jared. You look
good.
Dude,
I had to do a hardcore PT test, actually.
Sorry, we're digging in the ice right now.
They
stand by.
There's a new Battlefield Airman PT test, and it's not a joke at all.
You guys don't just go eat breakfast?
No, I sent it to Derek, and he went, "Whoa, fuck!"
Really?
Yeah.
Derek said that.
Hey, you know what else? You know what else isn't a joke, by the way, Jared? That guy. I don't know if you guys heard about this. A guy got his fucking ear chewed off at a Eagles of Death Metal concert.
What?
That's yeah, awesome. In a mosh pit. God, in geez. A mosh pit.
Someone chewed his
ear off. Shoot his ear off.
Vander Holyfield.
He
him,
found
huh?
it. He found it, put it, and asked the security guard for a cup of ice, and then took it to the hospital to try to get it sewn back on.
Did he get it sewn back on?
Nobody knows.
Oh,
so
wow.
there was a graphic picture of it that was circulating on the internet today. If anybody knows him personally and he got his fucking ear sewn back on, send us a pic. Send us a pic of the new ear.
We want to see the new ear.
Honestly, I would.
How did the stitches heal?
I wouldn't even waste my time at that point.
Yeah.
Like,
all those things.
That's a cool story. You got a cool scar. It's like, dude, why are you missing half your ear? Like, I was an Eagles.
Eagles of Death Metal. Now, that Eagles of Death Metal was the same band that was playing at that the Paris Attacks.
Yeah, the Paris Attacks.
Yeah. So I don't know what the fuck's up with that. I've never seen them, but Jesus, if shit gets that wild,
yeah.
where's the next level? Like, what's Jared, you go to a lot of concerts. What's the wildest shit you've ever seen go down at a concert?
Shit, you know what? I've never had anything fucking crazy.
Someone dyed their hair black. That's his.
Yeah, thing. Yeah. I've never had anything days. Like super dumb happen. At a
Somebody
concert.
Brought their whole skate, their whole longboard skateboard in.
It's like, this is
your
this
90s
is not
concert.
A longboard concert. It's a shortboard.
Yeah, I got a crazy one for you. I saw U2 at Ohio State, and there was a lot of drugs floating around the crowd. I'm not gonna say if I partook or not. But in the upper level, there's a C deck at the top of the stadium and holds 110,000 people. I saw a fat couple during, in the
a
name
fat
of, it, yes, cause we were sitting by ourselves. They were sitting by themselves. Nobody wanted to sit up that high. And, we just wanted to, there was like a group of, you know, 15 of us and we were like, all right, cool. We couldn't all get tickets together down below. So we went up and just sat together and had a blast. I look over. There's a fat couple.
Oh, geez.
And she nods at him. He nods at her, and she hikes up her skirt. He unzips his jeans.
Ooh.
She starts riding him and fucking him during In the Name of Love. Like they waited specifically
for In the Name of Love.
I've actually had that happen. Now that you say that, I have had that happen in at a club. It was on a Carnival cruise.
Wow. Geez.
Yeah, there's just two going at it on a bench. And we were standing right next to him, and we kind of stuck around there because we thought it was funny.
But were you at a concert, Jared?
Yeah,
you
mean,
just saw two people fucking in front of you.
Because
I've seen a lot of people fucking in front of me.
It was in a club.
It was not
like,
at a concert.
Are we talking about porn?
It was on a carnival cruise in a club, and they were fucking railing, and it was funny.
Yeah.
Super awesome.
Nowhere near a concert, Jared. Real proud of you tonight, my brave little toaster. by the way, I saw
my brave little toaster might be my favorite.
Brave
thing
little
ever.
Toaster's yeah. house tonight. Yeah. That little, we need to unplug him. Put him, you know, put that little toaster in the bathtub and just light him up.
Hey!
I can't wait. Till the drawings
I will say this.
In.
Hey, yeah. By the way, so at that U2 show, there was snipers on top of the stadium.
No,
you know, I guess in case
real snipers.
Anybody? Real ones.
Wow.
And they were, you know. So they were looking down, you know, to see that, you know, nothing happened to U2. I don't know if they hired him or what it was, but I looked up at the snipers during this sex act, and I was like, yo, I kind of gave him like a nod of like, dude, are you seeing this?
Yeah.
And the no lie, dude, the guy picked his head up from behind his rifle. Yeah, he gave me the thumbs up.
He's
and
like,
he was watching
no
the fuck.
Way,
he's like, I'm
bro.
Zoomed in on my fucking 11 power, dude. We're good.
It's so funny.
I
you're like, bro,
it.
Are you going to handle this or not? Can you snipe the fat chick?
No!
Oh,
no, so like, here's the thing. Like they were caught up in it. I got caught up in their whole shit. Like, and then, I could appreciate that they were banging to In the Name of Love live in front of U2. You're not ever going to get a chance to fuck in front of Bono. But they did, and God bless them.
Bono's a tree-hugging fag.
Whoa.
I'm not a fan of U2.
Bono's a fucking retard.
Bon Jovi would be like where I want to fuck.
When I got their free album sent to my iPhone, that's when I became a fan.
Really?
I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm kidding.
I was like, get this trash.
Everybody was pissed about
iPhone.
That. Yeah, it was like, oh, hey, Apple, you won't hack the San Bernardino fucking Muslim killer's phone, but you can hack into mine and give me a free goddamn U2 album. Yeah.
But that's the thing. That's the thing because there was a big article earlier this week about a whistleblower from the higher ranks of Facebook saying that they purposely suppress conservative news and articles and stuff like that.
Yeah, I read that.
But here's the reality.
I've always thought that. Did you think that? Because I always thought
that. You can tell.
We know kind of how it goes. I mean, if you think about it, you know, Facebook's home base is in San Francisco.
Yeah.
What's your majority thought process is in San Francisco. And when you work there, you know, if there's not a lot of oversight, and this always comes down to, you know, if it's just up to you and you're a liberal anti-gun or anti-all this, you know, it's easy to just hit the delete button and not care about it. I mean, you're not going to think twice. But this comes the question is, if you truly think about it, Facebook truly is the most powerful entity in the entire world. Because if they decided they wanted to make a production tomorrow that similar to what the anonymous guys do or anything like that and say, hey, we're going to put this in every Facebook feed the second they wake up tomorrow morning, and here's the video that's going to show. It could be propaganda, it could be true, it could be false. But you know what? It's easy to get everybody excited over dumb shit. You have the power to control the world.
Is Facebook Cybernet, JT?
Absolutely.
Oh, I fucking love Cybernet. Dude, I love the whole fucking
They can manipulate everything if they wanted to.
Here's the thing. On my feed, I was like, nobody, I don't have that many friends who love Bernie Sanders as much. Why the fuck am I always seeing Bernie Sanders shit? Like, I'm from Georgia, super Republican state. I was like, man, I lived in LA for 15 or 16 years. I have a decent amount of friends there, but that doesn't overlap the rest of the friends I have in my country. And I'm like, why the fuck am I always seeing Bernie Sanders shit? And he's losing. Like, he's losing the primaries. And it was like, I kind of thought it. And then when that article came out yesterday and outed Facebook for popping those people, I was like, now this makes sense. Like, I'm seeing a fucking Bernie Sanders video every fucking 2 seconds.
But
they want you to feel the burn,
dude. That's the thing, though, is, like, at the end of the day, they control the traffic. And it's a private company. And a lot of people don't realize that.
They
it's not
technically do whatever they want.
You were on a private free service offered to you. Yeah, so every time that you bitch and say, oh, my rights are being violated or yada yada yada, like, no, bro, you're on a private company. This is not a government issue.
You check those boxes that you never fucking read. You never read the rules or whatever it is. Like, Facebook probably has my dick pics. You know, they probably got everything.
Yeah, they have my dick pics. I sent them to Facebook. So, like,
yeah, you sent them to
Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah, yeah. And the MySpace guy, the guy with the white t-shirt.
Tom.
Yeah. Tom. Where's Tom at tonight?
Where do you think Tom's at these days? Yeah.
Yeah. What's he doing?
Hopefully, he just cashed out and said, "Cool, see you." You know, in the early years.
Maybe he did. Maybe he didn't. Hey, you know who else is trying to cash out? Mayweather's trying to fight Conor McGregor, Rocco.
Oh, my gosh, bro.
Tell me you heard about that. I couldn't believe it.
Here's the reality behind it, dude. It's the smartest fucking thing they can do. Those are the two biggest fucking names in their world, and they can generate more money than anything else. Like, both those guys are businessmen. Both those guys have created shit. They know that, like, Conor McGregor knows that he can fucking talk all this shit. He doesn't have to show up to 200 to make fucking shit ton of millions, you know what I mean? He can show up at any fucking fight, and they're going to pay to fucking watch that dude fight. Same with fucking Mayweather. He's kind of revolutionized the way of making money in boxing from the movie theaters. You can buy tickets there from the 24/7. He's actually the one who created the idea behind that. So all the ways he's created money, he knows. He's a businessman. He's not a boxer anymore. Now that he's retired, he's like, well, this is the next biggest fucking thing I can do. And I think it's genius. I think it'll be fun to watch, and I think it's going to be
the same thing. Do you think it'll happen, though?
It's manufactured.
Yeah.
Just like everything.
Dude, I'd be – because it's never been done. Jared, I say this. If it's gonna, yeah, he's fucking. Jared's no. talking about fighting. He doesn't know anything about it.
Yeah, but I know what I know about is
like
marketing.
His manufacturing. Yeah.
What I know about is traffic, and I know that the UFC in the last 2 years have shifted over to basing their fights off of who has a larger following,
larger demographic,
who is going to bring more sales to this.
Nah,
so
that's true.
I would say, go ahead.
Hey, how can we essentially break the internet? And you think about that. Because we brainstorm these things all the time. Dude, if we could get this guy
to
do
it
this.
Be? Would it be an MMA
so
fight
that's
or
exactly.
It
so now,
boxing.
Then,
boxing.
Exactly.
Boxing, yeah.
So if it's boxing, I still think it turns into a show. Conor McGregor takes another fucking loss. No one gives a shit, but it's all pre-planned.
Yeah, Mayweather and Millions boxing is going to
They talk a lot of shit.
Here's the thing.
They hold 15 fucking press conferences.
Yeah, they're both
beforehand.
Fast as fuck, but here's the deal.
Oh,
boxing's
the press
boxing.
Conferences would be the greatest goddamn theater
of all
time,
though.
Oh, my
God, the shit-talking
Mayweather can't
in
talk,
that.
So it's
you would get everybody amped to the
shit,
nth level. You jack the price up
That's what I'm saying.
Of the tickets.
That's what I'm saying. This for them, it was the smartest thing that's ever fucking came down. It's the smartest thing. And so I almost think it's going to happen because it's fucking money in the bank, dude.
It would be
so good. I think McGregor would lose. Vegas already put temp odds up at 20-1, which is huge. Like that, I haven't seen odds like that on a fight in a long time.
Yeah.
If it goes down. Their preliminary odds were already 20-1 for Mayweather. But I will say this, Rocco. Mayweather's people have already filed trademarks for 50-0. And that's his, you know, that's the next win. Now, who he's going to fight, whether it's McGregor or somebody else, he is going to fight, and he wants to beat that record of Rocky Marciano.
Well, here's the reality.
The crazy thing
it.
Is, though, if it's Conor McGregor, that would be Jesus.
Well, the real reality behind it is that for the boxing commission is going to have to approve that, and I don't think they will because he's not a professional boxer, so his boxing ranking is 0-0, and it's very rare for them to allow him, a 0-0 fighter, to fight someone with his caliber. So I think if anything, it'll be considered an exhibition match, which is not even counts on a record, so it wouldn't even matter.
Yeah, but let's come down to this.
Could you go to another state? Do you have to go to Nevada?
That's what I'm saying. So the boxing commission is every state has a different boxing commission. But I still, again, think that would be considered more of an exhibition, which doesn't count towards your actual record. So it wouldn't even matter. It'd be more for make some motherfucking money, and that's all it would be. That's what I'm thinking.
You could speak on this then, Rocco, because the rumor, the other part of this rumor, is that it was going to be in Texas Stadium where the Cowboys play.
You know, it's so funny.
So I don't know what the
– So I
don't
know
what
all the
I don't
Texas
know what
commission – Yeah, I know the Texas commission very well. It would be interesting because – there's only one other fighter that's coming out of the amateur rankings as a boxer with over about 200 and something, which is like Nomachenko or some shit like that. He's some fucking Ukraine boxer that has shit ton of amateur fights, two-time golden medal winner. He was able to come in and fight as an 0-0 fighter for a title, and he ended up losing it. But the guy's insane background in boxing. So I don't think they would – he's an MMA fighter and a boxer. So, again, I think – I don't even see – I could even call some of my friends that are commissioners and find out, and I'll let you know. But right now, I think if they do it, it would be considered an exhibition, and it wouldn't be actually justified as a
but,
win.
But regardless of the exhibition, what's the pay-per-view cost on this fight?
$60? Oh, easily.
Yeah, so easily. $60 for personal.
More than
12,
that.
Yeah,
starting at $1,200. Starting at $1,200 for a bar up to $6,000.
Dude,
so,
that's nothing.
And now you've just started a shitstorm over the young demographic and the internet.
Well, here's there's more than that. So now you got sponsors. You also got now movie theaters. Movie theaters are selling tickets for these. You got the 24/7 that HBO is going to take because that's what they do.
Yep.
There's so much money.
So the second you think that this shit is fake,
exactly.
This is all manufactured.
Yeah.
Like, they are manufacturing you into a fucking, hey, get excited. This shit's going down. What would be funny? Let's have Arnold Schwarzenegger and freaking Bruce Willis fight. Because that would fucking sell.
That would be awesome.
I mean, look. What I would also like to see is two brave little toasters being smashed together at a high speed.
At
and
a
see
high
who
speed.
Comes out on top.
Shoot it with the Phantom, 50,000 frame rate, smashed together.
You're not going to live down the brave little toaster now.
I don't care.
But now that you've
it's
thrown
good,
that out,
yeah, you're not,
it's a good
if you're not
fucking
familiar,
show.
You're a brave little toaster.
That's a good fucking show.
Hey, you called me the other night. You finally got into People versus O.J. Simpson. That was a good fucking show. What did you think of it?
Here's the thing, because I have about 15 categories to talk to you about this show. I am four episodes until finishing. number one, from, you know, I watch a lot of things with a different perspective like you do. Like, looking at, to me, seeing something like this get greenlit and get made, this is comparable to you writing your script about the rappers.
Oh yeah.
So you had that script ready to go. That was a brilliant script. Yet you couldn't get it made because they died, or one of them died, and the family had to sign off. Yada yada yada.
Correct.
So, like, to get this approved is almost unreal to start with. So to
crazy,
get,
right?
Yeah. To get something like this with all the parties involved. I mean, you're thinking about these massive names and families at this point that are involved. For a person that had this idea somewhere, said, hey, I want to make this, he had to see 400 people say, yeah, right, you're never going to get that approved. Like, so just seeing it get made without even seeing a frame of it is like a miracle to me.
And dude, so there's
a miracle, and the performances were incredible.
And then, now moving on to the cast. Like, the casting is so, because I keep pausing it, and I will pull up actual court clips. I'll pull up actual news footage, and I'll show Caitlin, like, you got to see this. You got to see what they really look like. Like. And she's like, oh, my God.
They killed it.
That's the same person.
Well, and I told you, that's what I was trying to say. I was like, dude, this is the most amazing fucking thing.
The most epic thing about the whole show, I think, Ross, and I hope that you notice this, the DP and the director, I think, were on some fucking interstellar level with each other, because the things that they are doing, where they are literally recreating frames of news footage, where they're pulling out of a camera and using kind of VHS distortion and everything
like that. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They are literally, these guys must have studied for over a year all the footage, because if you go back and you watch some of the initial courtroom stuff and everything like that, like, they're recreating the exact scene that happened. And to me, that is the coolest fucking thing about watching this whole thing, is it, you are in the moment at this point.
Yeah, and look, I will say this about that fucking show. Like, you finally had a court case that had the most news coverage of all time. So you had a lot of shit to work with. I mean, you had endless, you know, footage to work with to cut in and out of that. What I was surprised at is, you know, whoever that editor was, or story editor, who had to sit through that footage and say, hey, we're using these shots, and these shots, and then relay that to the director and the producers. Like, fuck, that would have taken forever to do that.
You know what, though, is from watching it, I think the director and the DP took the time, though, because there was a particular shot during Johnny Cochran's opening statements when he went head to head with the prosecution, where they did this pull out of a news camera, like their monitor, and you freeze frame it. And I pulled up the opening statements of Johnny, and they literally copied frame for frame the whole situation. It was like, a DP has to be educated on that. That's not an editor at that point. Like, either your director or the DP says, hey, we're going to use these certain historical moments, and we are going to completely recreate them as accurate as we can.
And by the way, so to that point, they're going to do another one. They're going to do another true crime story. Who do you want to see?
I think this is a series that's going to live on for a long time, but it's hard.
It is. So a second season has already been greenlit, but it's going to be another. They're going to They're going to recreate a new crime.
I would say.
Who would you like to see? Crime.
I would put my money on the next one that's coming is JonBenet Ramsey.
Well, that's a good one.
Oh,
I mean, if you're talking about publicity, you're talking about coverage, you're talking about much it shocked the American public.
And the parents ended up being innocent. Like, yeah, that's a great one, actually. That is a fucking great one. I didn't think about that.
I would love to see
a great one.
I would love to see the Jeffrey Dahmer case. That was an interesting deal, man.
Yeah.
It was like Dahmer was cool,
But again, it's a very...
I saw the movie. There was a couple movies about it. Yeah. Jeremy Renner played Dahmer in one.
Oh, God.
It was so-so.
Like, if you're going to think... Like, if you're going to follow up OJ, again, like, it is... You came out the gate with the best there is. Like... So for you to follow that up, you have to follow it up with something that is almost equally controversial.
Dude, the only other one that was that much controversial, I think, at that time is going to be your who are the cops at Rodney King beating? The Rodney King one that started the fucking riots, dude.
I don't know because I don't know if the case has enough twists and turns in it. Like, if you think about it, like, think about back in the time frame. Think of the last 20 years. What stopped the media? You know, OJ stopped the media, and it became the focus for almost a year.
Dude, it was crazy. Man.
And then JonBenet Ramsey, yeah. And that's why I picked that, is because what divided the country is what it comes down to. What divided people into either A, I'm on this side, or B, I'm on this side.
Yeah, I don't, dude.
JonBenet Ramsey's a good one. That Ray Lewis case about that double murder he got off of in Atlanta was pretty interesting, because he was a pretty high-profiled football player at the time. But I don't think you do two football players back to back.
Yeah.
I would say, oh shit. I got it. Casey Anthony.
Yep, that's the one.
Ring the fucking register.
Back to so this comes back to what divided.
Air it
what,
on Mother's
what
Day.
Divided the country.
Air the finale on Mother's
oh
Day,
my
dude.
God.
And do Casey Anthony.
Oh
win.
Shit!
That was such a fuck.
That'd be a hot
episode. I think we have this down though.
She
I think
kind of sexy.
If they,
Anthony.
Oh, dude, she's
was the trunk of her car.
She
you know?
Is hot as Jesus. Shit. By the way,
I'm not saying that, and I'm not denying it, dude.
She's super cute, but.
We know you like her. She's a young mom babysitter. So.
Shut up! Shut up!
We know you're putting sourdough in that little Brave toaster. So,
oh my God, dude!
I think Casey
Sour
Anthony
Girl
would be,
by
I,
Stone
dude,
Temple Pilots.
Think,
are we talking about Sour
I think,
Girl?
I love that.
Yeah, I think we solved it. I think the Casey Anthony one would be fucking awesome.
I think so too.
So super
controversial.
So we have to vote now.
If we call this before it comes out, I'll be really.
The four of us
really
have to vote. So who's on JonBenet Ramsey and who's on Casey Anthony?
I'm on Casey Anthony for sure.
I'm on JonBenet Ramsey.
Casey Anthony.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll
all right.
See,
hey,
we'll
but
see
but look.
Happens.
Yeah. Hey, Jared. As soon as it's announced, we'll talk about it on the podcast. Because if you get your little your little JBR, then we're good. You know. if you get your little little JBR wish.
Honestly, though, outside of those two cases, though. What can you think of anything else in the last 20 years that has been that divided where it was such a weird situation, so fucking creepy, it divided the public. Like I honestly think we narrowed it down to the next two, because I don't know where they're going to go from this. There's nothing that you can make 12 episodes of and continue it to be interesting. Unless you're going,
yeah, I mean,
something.
Look, you start to go into maybe Trayvon Martin, but is that too fresh to do?
I don't think there's enough though there, like if you really think about it.
I think you can incorporate all the riots and all that other shit. That's a part of it. You
yeah,
can at least
and
fill
that
six
movement
episodes
that,
with
that
the
started
movement.
The Black Lives Matter movement.
Yeah, pretty much.
But if you're listening, Blue Lives Matter to us. So let's
Blue Lives Matter, my friend.
Yeah,
but if you follow that formula for People versus OJ, I mean, it is very, very structured. You know, the way that they have that, and that the court piece is 90% of it. And
yeah,
I don't think Trayvon has enough. I don't think it has enough in the court drama to continue seven episodes on.
Yeah, look, we'll see. I'm gonna say Casey Anthony. That's my final answer.
Yeah, I agree.
I phoned a friend, and I think that's gonna be the.
Is this your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with that. And that's what I'm sticking with, if you will. if you will. And on that note, you know, let's get away from murders. Let's get away from all the bad stuff.
I still want to like commend.
He wants.
I want to commend everybody on the People versus OJ Project. I mean, everything was spot on that. The casting, the actors. It truly shows that they fucking fully studied everybody that they were playing. Like, to the T.
Yeah. Like, no, they killed it. The only problem they're going to have is everybody was so good. They're going to be up for the same categories for the Emmys and the Golden Globes. And I don't know who beats who. The guy who played Johnny Cochran.
Oh, dude. Oh, my God.
That motherfucker.
Dude, he gets it. He gets it from me.
Because I don't know, man. That's. Everybody on there was so fucking impressive, dude. And someone told me, like, I didn't like Cuba Gooding Jr. I was like, Cuba Gooding Jr., I thought he did a great job. I think he did a fucking great job.
He's cool. It's hard to look like O.J. Simpson.
Dude, but that's the thing.
That's a hard thing in life.
To me, watching it, I wasn't looking to see O.J. Simpson, but I was putting myself, like, in that situation at that time going, holy shit, is this how he's acting?
Yeah.
Is he using himself in the third person?
Dude, like, I thought Giorgino.
The juice isn't gonna do this.
Yeah. And I thought Giorgino was Giorgino.
I thought it was Giorgino.
Then, oh my God, Giorgino's doing himself.
If
great.
David Schwimmer said juice one more time, I was gonna fucking lose
my
mind.
So it was funny. He's the only one that threw me off because fucking Friends is never gonna fucking die for me, right? So it's like,
you look at Robert Kardashian, like he. Killed it.
Not saying it wasn't
killed
close.
It.
Not saying. And I'm just saying it's just that dude,
you
man.
Know what really fucking sold it for me is still burned into my head this day was the live footage of the white Bronco parked outside of his house for like, what was it, like 2 hours? They were just filming over the top. Yep. You saw AC get out. And, then, you know, the reporters are like, what's going on? And then AC's trying to argue with the cops. Like, I still remember that to this day. Live. And then to see that in this, the way that they recreated it, it was almost like they took the fucking news footage that went national and said, hey, let's do this exact angle. Because I felt like I was back watching it in 1994 going, oh, fuck, this is it.
Yeah. Well, look, we'll see what's next. And again, we'll just get away from the fucking murders tonight. And we'll get on to the drinking bro of the week. And the drinking bro of the week was sent in by a guy named Wes Michael. He wanted to nominate his uncle, Paul Roerty. He was a paramedic for 25 years in Wisconsin. Wes looked up to him a lot. Anybody from Wisconsin knows that everybody in that entire state are diehard Packers fans. His uncle passed away the day that the Packers won the Super Bowl. And Wes wrote a really touching story into the Drinkin' Bros podcast fan page on Facebook. And he wanted to thank his uncle and say hello to all the firefighters and paramedics in the state of Wisconsin. Wes, we love you. We love your uncle.
We love Wes.
All the firefighters and paramedics. So cheers.
Fuck
cheers
yeah.
to you.
Cheers.
Cheers. And, dude, yeah. It's nice having the whole gang back.
I just sat back and listened to you crazy fuckers.
Look, Matt Best and I are in Wilmington. You guys are in Texas, El Paso. Jared's moved on from a France press to a fucking toaster.
Toaster.
I can't wait to see how many memes pop up of the brave little toaster.
I want him with like a little spear and a shield. Like
yeah.
a brave. He's a brave.
Stop.
He's
a
brave.
I want a toaster.
You guys are fucking cons.
I want a toaster with a little belly. Just a small belly.
Yeah, like a small belly. Jared's got a Braveheart painted face.
Yeah, there's still some jelly on the toaster because the bread
Jared's got jelly on there.
Bacon's hanging out of the toaster.
The Chuck Liddell belly. No matter how good shape you have, you still have a belly.
Ah, that's a good one, though. That's it. That hard belly.
Yeah.
That hard man's, that hardened belly. Yeah. Because that's the thing about Jared. He doesn't have a fat belly. It's a hardened Chuck Liddell belly where it's like, God damn it.
That's 4 years of commitment.
Yeah, you're going up against a keg right
it's
there.
It's a CLB. It's a CLB, my friend.
Hey, it's and a maybe Chuck you'll get Liddell your JBR belly. For, maybe you'll get your JBR for for our BLT, our Brave Little Toaster.
I want a BLT, a Brave Little Toaster.
Brave Little Toaster.
Oh, you went to the Acronym first. I love it.
I don't need a Brave Little Toaster, I would.
Yeah.
That's what's going
on. Maybe you'll get a little Ramsay, a little JonBenet.
You just pun the fuck out of that visual.
It crushed
it. A Brave Little Toaster, and then it's cooking a BLT.
Yeah.
Fuck, for days.
Crushed it. I feel real positive about that.
I feel like ending it on Brave Little Toaster.
I do, too. So for our Brave Little Toaster, Jared Taylor, for Matt Best and Ross Patterson and Wilmington, North Carolina, and then the man behind the chin, Mr. Vincent Vargas, a.k.a. Rocco. Woo. We are out of here. We will see you next week. We love you.
Love you. Brave Little Toaster.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.